I am fantasy and paranormal romance author Leslie Penelope, and welcome to My Imaginary Friends, a look behind the scenes of an author mapping the worlds in my head and making them a reality. Hello, friends. Today is Saturday, September 2nd, 2023, and this is episode 220 of My Imaginary Friends. I'm Leslie. So I did take a bit of an unplanned break. I knew that June was going to be busy. I had a big trip scheduled, and I figured I probably wouldn't be able to podcast that much in June. July and August was unexpected. And so I've got some life updates, some writing updates for you in this episode. But this week's best thing is that I am back, and I hope to be at a normal-ish schedule. I'll have to play it by ear because of the life updates. So in my world, some pretty big things happened, and I'll try to get through it without crying. First of all, I do want to express gratitude. I'm healthy. My family is healthy. We're financially stable. I've got really great friends and a really great support network, and I have so much to be grateful for. So over the summer, my husband and I separated, and I actually moved from our home into a new apartment. I brought the two cats with me, Stokely and Sterling, and my husband kept the dogs. And so all of that came about pretty quickly. It wasn't something that I really was expecting, especially not earlier in the summer. But everything is, you know, friendly. We're not acrimonious. We're not fighting, my husband and I. We never really fought, but it just became clear that it wasn't going to continue as a marriage. And so, yeah, it's been extremely painful. It's been, even though it has been one of the most friendly endings of a marriage, it's still heartbreaking, you know? So that is the reason that I disappeared. I did not, however, stop writing. So my schedule was, I believe, let me check the calendar. The Black Towns book was due Tuesday, August 15th. I turned it in on August 14th, a day early. And a couple weeks earlier, my editor had contacted me and she was like, are we on schedule? How are you feeling? And I was like, oh no, we have to be on schedule. This book is getting to you on August 15th because literally the next week I am moving. So I turned the book in on the 14th. On the 17th, the boxes were delivered. I was using these rentable, reusable crates to move everything in. Highly recommended. The next week, 7 days later, the movers came and moved me into my new apartment, which is very close to the house. And yeah, that was last week. So I was able to write through very difficult circumstances. And I did want to focus on writing. That's what the podcast is about. It's why you're here. But also my journey, hopefully, can be helpful to someone. So there was a panel proposed at an upcoming conference that I'll be attending called Writing Through Adversity or something like that. And I was like, oh, because I have been able to write through pretty difficult times in my life. I think I've mentioned before, I was on deadline 2 weeks after having my surgery for my hysterectomy. And like that was on me for not telling my editor anything about that because another emotional time. But looking back on, that was for Song of Blood and Stone, and I had to write the epigraphs, the chapter epigraphs. Over half of them were written while I was on lots of OxyContin recovering from surgery. And I can't tell which ones, looking back, were, you know, pre-surgery and post-surgery. Writing helped me deal with some of those, not just the physical recovery, but the kind of emotional recovery. Writing through the pandemic, I was on a deadline in a book due April 2020. And I mentioned this on one of my newsletters. So for me, writing helps me get through the really difficult times in my life. It's actually why I'm a writer in the first place. You know, I wrote as a child, very young, in order to be okay, in order to have a way to express my emotions and to have a voice that I didn't necessarily feel that I had in real life. And It allowed me to process my thoughts and emotions. It allowed me to escape difficult times in my life by, you know, going into other worlds, becoming other people, living through the world, looking through someone else's eyes. It's incredibly helpful for me. Now, I know that's not the way for everyone. Some writers, when they hit a tough time, have to stop. They have to pull back. They don't have you know, their juice is being drained and used as fuel for the other areas of their life. And that's obviously completely valid. Like, every one of us is different. For me, I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't writing, if I wasn't getting up at 8 o'clock every morning or somewhere thereabouts and sitting down at my desk, getting on Google Meet with my friend and writing every morning and being on the deadline. I was taking steps early on to manage my stress. So I was meditating more, and not just the stress of the deadline, but obviously the stress of the life changes and situational depression and things like that. Trying to exercise more, focus on the things that will bring me through tough times. And writing is one of them. For me, I think it's just as important as exercise, because I actually do it a little bit more consistently. But I do think it's important for everyone to really know themselves and know at this time, if you're going through something difficult, is it a time to rest, to stop, to take a step back from the work? Or is it a time to lean in and lean forward and allow it to take you somewhere else? For those few hours a day that you're writing and focusing on the work, you're not focusing on other things, on personal issues that can be very painful and difficult. And that's kind of where I am. So I'm very grateful to have writing and to actually have the deadline to focus on. I took a week off completely afterwards. I was packing and moving during that week, and a little over a week. And then I came back with, this past week I've been working on just a low stakes short story, an experiment really, to see if it's something that I'm interested in, that I like, that I can do. If I ever do release it, it would be under a pen name. So I might talk about that more in the future, but that was just resting in action. And I think I did a Footnotes newsletter about this. And if you're not on Footnotes, you should subscribe. I did maintain Footnotes to a certain degree. I was like every other week, myimaginaryfriends.net/footnotes, which is the newsletter for writers. And yeah, resting in action is a thing that I didn't, you know, I'm afraid of inertia. So as much as I know I need to rest, I also need to keep moving, because rest can turn into months and months without any work getting done, without any writing getting done. And so I'm going to be back. Well, I was back to it with this, you know, short story that will be done tomorrow, 15,000 words. And we'll see if we do more of those. But coming up next on the writing schedule is Brutal Fortress. So that's the third book in the Bliss Wars paranormal romance shifter series with dragons. And I want to get that done by the end of the year. The original plan was to get it released by the end of the year, but that is no longer going to happen. And I heard from the audiobook people that they want to release, do a same day release for the book and the audiobook. And which reminds me, I have no idea what's going on with the audiobook for Beastly Kingdom, which came out when March, April. So I do need to follow up on that. Lots of things have fallen off the plate in the past couple of months, as you can imagine. I have been functional. I've been showing up, answering emails within a week or two, and like maintaining my business, maintaining just general life things for the most part. So I have been functional, but I haven't been hyper functional or like effective necessarily. And yeah, things are scattered. So I have to start gathering things and making inquiries as to what's going on with this audiobook. They said 3 months. It'll be out at some point, and then somehow I will write Brutal Fortress. I do have some anxiety about it, about writing an actual romance in my current emotional state. So yes, writing is an escape. It's a release. But a lot of times our stuff shows up in the writing. I remember a few years ago, there's an author who is an auto buy for me, who does paranormal romance shifter stories, usually an auto buy. Sometimes I go in and out. And a few years ago, she was going through a terrible divorce, as it turned out, because her books got weird. They got kind of dark. She went into a different kind of, you know, paranormal. And you could just tell something was happening. And I think eventually she talked about it on social media, and she was going through a terrible divorce. So that showed up in the writing, and then things got better. Oh, and as it turned out, she was in a new relationship and her books kind of went back to what they had been. So So my fear is that, oh, I think I'm doing okay. Like I'm hitting this out of the park, and maybe I'm actually not. So Brutal Fortress, we'll see how that goes. I mean, I'm going to start writing it this week, go back into it. I have no idea where I left off on that first draft. I was fast drafting it when the edits came back on the Black Towns book, and I had to switch focuses. So this week will be about re-familiarizing myself with the story and hopefully gaining confidence and being able to finish the series, finish this trilogy well, tell the story that I'm really excited and have been since the first book to tell, but be able to write a romance. Wish me luck. There was a quote that came across my email literally yesterday, that's been super helpful. And the quote is, "Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it." And it's from Eckhart Tolle. And it just brought me a lot of peace. It was super helpful to think about it. Because I'm not in a moment that I necessarily would have chosen, but whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. And, you know, it goes on to explain that being in control of your life is an illusion. Like, as much as I'm a control freak, I understand that there is very little that I actually have control over in this world. And so that leads to anxiety and disappointment. Only through the acceptance of the present can we begin to overcome these negative feelings and enjoy wherever life has taken us, as if it had been our preferred path all along. And that is, yeah, like I said, it was really helpful. It is still helpful. Maybe it will help you or someone out there, because I'm in a new phase of life and I have to find ways to ground me. And I've been thinking over the past few months about surrender and acceptance and being in the present. I read the book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, which I thought was fantastic as well. And this was a few months ago. And so just the idea of, you know, I think the way he puts it is, what does the present moment require of you? What is reality requiring of you? And it does require that you release control. And acting as if you had chosen it is a way to maybe assert some kind of control, even if it's only in your mind. But you're here now. So regardless of whether you chose to be here or not, how do you make the most of it? So yeah, 2023 is demanding growth from me. There have been some other developments professionally that I'm sure will be public within a couple of weeks. So that has kind of thrown me for a loop. So I hate to like tease things like that, but I literally can't talk about it right now. But soon, I'm sure I will be able to. And you just never know where life is going to take you. But overall, I am okay. And I can say that like actually feeling okay, because for a long time I was not okay. You know, if someone would ask me, oh, how are you? And I'd be like, I'm here and I'm functional. And that felt like a win, you know? And I'm not okay all the time, but I am okay most of the time. So I do have some announcements. I did an interview on the Black Writer Therapy podcast, which is a new podcast hosted by Ella Sean. We had a really interesting discussion, talked about a wide range of topics. So I highly recommend checking out the podcast. I will put a link in the show notes. You can also sign up to the Footnotes newsletter to get the show notes in your inbox. If you're in the Maryland area, I'll be at the Write Women Festival, which is there's a day for readers and a day for authors. It is October 14th and 15th, 2023, in like, I forget what part of Maryland it is, but you know, suburban Maryland somewhere. It's like two different places, like Glendale or Bowie or something like that. There's more information on my website, lpnlp.com/calendar for all my events. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Florida at the NINC conference, the Novelists Inc. conference, where I will be presenting some workshops. And I'm also teaching two workshops for the Muse Writer Center in Norfolk, Virginia. These are online workshops. They are available for everyone. I'm doing fantasy world building and building a world around your character and plot. They should be fabulous. I really like these workshops. So if you're interested in doing that, you can go to the-muse.org, or again, on my website, on my calendar, there are links to these events. And finally, I am opening up a couple of website spots in my professional calendar as a website developer. So I'm doing websites for authors. I mean, I do websites for everyone, but I'm specifically focusing a portion of the business on author websites. I do WordPress websites. I also do Shopify. So if you're interested in updating, redesigning, or adding direct sales onto your website using either Payhip, WooCommerce, or Shopify, those are the things that I specialize in. And I'll put a link in the show notes. I set up a site for this, theauthor.digital. And like I said, I'm opening up a few spots. I don't have a ton of spots in my calendar. I'll set up a waiting list if I get inundated. But yeah, I really would like, I have been wanting for a while to work on author sites specifically because they're fun and I'm an author and I feel like I know the space really well. And then also direct sales, so selling books direct to your audience on your website so you don't have to rely on Amazon and the other retailers. You get the money faster. You're building relationships with your readers directly. A lot of people are talking about that. I happen to build e-commerce sites. I do Shopify, like I said, WooCommerce. My own author website has Payhip and just the easiest, fastest, cheapest way to do it. So lots of options. We can talk about it if you are interested. And yeah, the link is in the show notes for those who are interested in that. I'm telling podcast people, newsletter people first, and we'll see how it goes. And finally, I wanted to give a shout out to Joy Harris from Joyfully Reviewed. I saw recently online that she had been diagnosed with cancer and there's a GoFundMe for to help her with her expenses, which I will also link to because Joy has brought so much love and literal joy to Romancelandia over the years. Whenever I see her at an event, her smiling face, her bunny ears, if you know her, you know. I have a little bunny that I meant to bring and show you guys that she gave me at one of my signings. And just, she's always full of light and so full of love and has done so much for the community. And she's just super special. And I'm sending all the love her way. If you are able to contribute to her GoFundMe, or even if you are a prayerful person, you know, keep her in thought because she's just a lovely human being and going through a really difficult time right now. You know, sometimes you're sitting at a signing and I enjoy signings. They're fun and I enjoy meeting readers. But to have someone come with so much energy and brightness is always so lovely. So best wishes for healing and love to you, Joy. And that is it for me for this week. My goals for the week are to get onto Brutal Fortress and find the joy in the story, find the love in the story, hopefully disappear into the characters and just feel like I can do it justice. And I hope that you have a wonderful week and I will talk to you soon. To support the show, you can become an imaginary best friend for just a few dollars a month at myimaginaryfriends.net/best. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch the video episodes on YouTube. Email me at hello@myimaginaryfriends.net. And help others find the show by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast player. My Imaginary Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. For more fantastic podcasts, go to frolic.media/podcast.